Hello and welcome. It's Monday and it's Motivational Monday by Jim and Lucy. Today we talk about change, but not about just change, how to be ready for the change, fearless change. And the specialist on the topic today is Colin Kingsmill. Hello, Colin.
Hey, hi guys. Hi guys. Nice to
Hi
see
there.
you. Nice to meet you.
Well, it's a pleasure
Great to
having
be
you.
here.
That's a really big topic because we all have to adapt to change. Whatever, want we do this or do we actually, how do we do it?
Well, it's kind of interesting. Go on and tell us. You're the expert in this, Colin.
Well, I think the reason I'm so focused on this is because of all the work that I've done in the past. Well, let's not even go there. In my career, I have jumped into the deep end, not knowing what the outcome might be, right? And I discovered throughout my career, by just saying yes and going for it and taking these leaps into the unknown, I have lived this incredible, expansive existence. And together with that and all of the leadership coaching and the private coaching that I do, I see that fear holds us back and it holds us down and it keeps us tethered to the ground. So I'm on this mission to help people become fearless, right? And the reason to become fearless is it unleashes your full potential. And it unleashes possibilities and it unleashes things that you may have never imagined, right? So instead of staying in a place of fear, I help people deconstruct the stories and the narratives that they might have in their head, right? That are holding them there, holding them back, to kind of arrive at a blank slate and then go, all right, let's reconstruct the stories based on a fearless life and a fearless possibility and fearless possibilities, really. So I think it's a great tonic. It's a great medicine, and I think it's better than some of the medicine we're all being given and we're all being sold to keep us in this place of fear, right? And all you have to do is look at health statistics and data in the United States or here in Canada. People are very sick, and whether it's depression, whether it's anxiety, whether it's ADHD, whether it's obesity, we are not a healthy society. And I think one of the key ingredients is fear of not being your authentic self. And so I'm working every day on deconstructing that with people on the job and privately and in my everything I do, really.
Well, let me ask you a question. I come from when I was 19 years old, I lived in Missouri in America, and I literally chopped cotton like you saw in the old Southern 1940, 1950 movies. I picked cotton as well, and that's how I bought my school clothes. There was nothing else. I didn't have a dad at home. My mom had an eighth grade education. And when I listen to people complain about change, about all these things happen, I flat out, I'm sorry, I want to slap them because they don't know what it is like. And here we are living with, in Canada, it has everything. My wife looks around every day when she goes to the supermarket. She went to the Calgary Co-op and she could not believe the chopped up salads and all these other things that people take granted. And I say, what's wrong with you? We don't have time for mercy. The world's in a hurry right now. Snap out of it.
I totally agree with you. I mean, that I don't say quite those words with the people that I work with, but and the writing that I do, but that's exactly it. I mean, snap out of it. And but you know, to be fair, Jim, we live in a society that kind of coddles people, right? That kind of keeps everybody in this sort of safe space. And I don't think that's necessarily good for you or good for individuals. And I think you have to be knocked down and fall down and see what it means to not have anything, right? To rediscover the wealth and the prosperity and the opportunities and the possibilities that we have, right? And maybe you don't have them, you know, maybe your mother didn't have them right at her disposal, and maybe you didn't have them right there at your disposal, but you put out a hand and you say, I need a hand, I want to do this. You create a community, start dialogue, and you be honest that you want to escape and emerge from that place and that space. But you're absolutely right. And that's one of the reasons why I say that for me, it's so important that people remember who they are and remember that we are one humanity on this little planet, this little rock, right? Because I think because of the culture and the society that we live in, at least here in the West, right? The quote unquote wealthy West with social media and news and all of these negative forces that are coming at you. If we can remember we are one humanity, one lineage on this little rock flying through the galaxy and spinning on its axis at, what, 1,600 kilometers an hour, right? People, I think, would start to think differently and live differently and be differently and start to look outside their front door at the problems and the challenges and the issues that we have and how to lift everybody up. And I think I went off piece. I don't think I answered your question. I think I agree with you, but we're also, if you think about it, we're also highly sort of we're delivered coping mechanisms, right? So alcohol and drugs and gaming and fast food and junk food that keeps you addicted. All of this stuff is a battlefield for people that might not be aware that all of that stuff is keeping them numb, right? So it's no easy game. And one of the things that I talk about often in coaching and working with people and talking about possibilities in the future is you need to create a personal protection system around you for precisely all of those things, right? So whether it's social media or the news feed or self-limiting beliefs or even conditioning that we might have from our past and from our childhood, right? I tell people, forget about everything you've learned, you know? Now, there may be some things that served you today, but most of it, forget about it because it's connected to small T trauma and you are looking at life and living life with opaque lenses. You can't see clearly because of all this other stuff going on. So I agree with you, but I also think it's also a bit of a challenge, and people just need, not just, people need to wake up and be aware. And that's why I think, you know, things like mindfulness and meditation and just, you know, as you were saying, come down from this pedestal of abundance that we live in and just take a different look at the world that we're in.
No, I think you're right. I happened to listen to the president and founder of Airbnb on CNN a few months ago, and he said that the day his business reached, he became a billionaire. That's with a capital B, okay? A billionaire. Yep. He said that former President Obama gave him some advice, and he said because he felt so alone in the world. Now, I tried to grasp that, okay? He felt so alone in the world. And then I thought to myself, I don't know if I feel like having a pity party for him because he has all these tools and mechanisms available for him. Why is he feeling alone? And now we read about it, that it's an epidemic, if you will, around the world, especially in America and Canada.
Oh, 100%. So we have an epidemic of anxiety, depression, loneliness, obesity. I mean, the list goes on. And notwithstanding your financial position in the world, all of that can affect you. And the money doesn't matter in the end, you know, unless you can have that snap inside of you that recognizes, oops, that you can get out of it, right? That there are possibilities, there are opportunities, there are ways out. But, you know, I've lived all over the world. I've traveled on super yachts and flown in private jets and met some of the most illustrious characters on the planet in my career. And the fact that you're a capital B billionaire doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It absolutely doesn't matter until something can spark you inside. And, you know, I kind of lived it on my own skin as well. I mean, I spent the first 35 years of my life striving for external success and striving for all of those external validations, right? The checklist of, you know, where you live and who you marry and what kind of house you have and what kind of cars you have and what kind of where you travel and all these things. And there, it's absolutely meaningless, right?
Yes.
Just meaningless unless you have the opportunity to go from all of that externality back into your heart and your soul and your connection with your people and your community. So, yeah, the money doesn't matter.
You kind of remind me of the guy in the old movie City Slickers with Jack Palance. And he says, what is the secret of success to Curly on this horse? And he says, it's one thing. The one thing, focus on the one thing. And we all have to find out what that one thing is.
Right.
And focus on that.
Exactly. And I think I would, the one thing I would add to that is that it is not outside of you.
Yes.
Right. So you can execute that one thing. Like you can put into practice a mission and your purpose, right? But just remember to ask yourself why. And the why should not be, I don't think, to validate something externally. The driver should come from your soul and not from, well, if I do this, I will be accepted or I will be loved or I will be cared for or I will become rich or I will become successful. So yeah, I agree with you. Singular purpose. And just make sure the validation doesn't have to be external.
Yes, I would agree with you. The validation should not have to be external. The numerous Facebook likes, you get up in the morning, checks how many, and you don't have three.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's just all garbage. It's all advertising and you know, and even the news, right? You mentioned CNN earlier, but you know, I always ask myself, you know, who's the owner? Where's the money? What's the incentive? You know, it's a product, and just like eating a box of chocolates. You got to know what you are consuming, whether it's social media, whether it's the news, whether it's whatever you're pulling in to this system. Just know that it's feeding you or it is depleting you. And I think so often people today are running their fuel tank on empty.
Yes, indeed.
Absolutely. Well, Colin, before we go,
yeah,
what will be your advice to our listeners? Those who sit right now listen to you thinking that external validation is not important, money is not important.
Yeah,
what will be your advice, where to start from to fight that fear and get to the change?
Well, I think the first thing you do is recognize that it doesn't have to be like this. So that's one, right? Or I'll do two bits. One is acknowledge that it does not have to be like this. This is not normal, okay? And the second thing, I've got a whole bunch of points or steps, but the first thing to do is turn off the news and get informed about what matters to you. That might seem like an oxymoron, but turn off the junk food news and get informed.
Yes.
So that would be my tip for the day here on Monday.
Yes, I do truly appreciate that.
It is highly important, and I'm pretty sure if our listeners will try, it's going to be the start of the change and new era.
Good. Well, that's why we're all here.
Well, I'm so glad we have you on today, and you have some great insights, and I hope our listeners get in contact with you because you're just extraordinary.
Ah, well, thank you. You guys too, and I appreciate it. I love how we are collectively power to the people. We're making change. So thank
you.
Appreciate it.
This is Motivational Monday by Jim and Lucy.
Follow our podcast
and check out our website, jimandlucywoods.com.